From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues his series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The text for the message is verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Having brought Israel safely through the Jordan, the Lord immediately led them into a great crisis. He set before them the city which was the most heavily fortified in all the ancient world. As if that were not daunting enough, the Lord gave them a great command, which seemed to make absolutely no sense militarily. They were to march around Jericho each day for 6 days, and 7 times on the 7th day, and then they were to shout, and God said the walls would fall down. And so they did. From this historical narrative, Dr. Cairns is drawing some important spiritual truths for God's people in this day. For all of us have our Jerichos to face. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message called Sin's Strongholds Fall Before Faith. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Amos chapter 9 and verse 9. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. Every sifting comes by divine command and permission. Satan must ask leave before he can lay a finger upon Job. Nay more, in some sense our siftings are directly the work of heaven, for the text says, I will sift the house of Israel. Satan, like a drudge, may hold the sieve, hoping to destroy the corn, but the overruling hand of the Master is accomplishing the purity of the grain by the very process which the enemy intended to be destructive. Precious but much sifted corn of the Lord's floor, be comforted by the blessed fact that the Lord directeth both flail and sieve to His own glory and to thine eternal profit. The Lord Jesus will surely use the fan which is in His hand, and will divide the precious from the vile. All are not Israel that are of Israel. The heap on the barn floor is not clean provender, and hence the winnowing process must be performed. In the sieve, true weight alone has power. Husks and chaff, being devoid of substance, must fly before the wind, and only solid corn will remain. Observe the complete safety of the Lord's wheat. Even the least grain has a promise of preservation. God Himself sifts, and therefore it is stern and terrible work. He sifts them in all places, among all nations. He sifts them in the most effectual manner, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. And yet for all this, not the smallest, lightest, or most shriveled grain is permitted to fall to the ground. Every individual believer is precious in the sight of the Lord. A shepherd would not lose one sheep, nor a jeweler one diamond, nor a mother one child, nor a man one limb of his body, nor will the Lord lose one of His redeemed people. However little we may be, if we are the Lord's, we may rejoice that we are preserved in Christ Jesus.
Please.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Always true, the Lord leads you to great crisis. It's wrong for us to think that the great crises of life are imposed upon us by the devil. So often we automatically say that. I was reading the words of the late surgeon, well, not late because he's not dead, but the ex-surgeon general regarding Dr. Schaefer, when he was dying of cancer, that Dr. Koop said something about the Lord and His sovereignty, bringing this into Schaefer's life in order that he might be able to witness, as he was witnessing, in a marvelous way, really across the world through his illness. And Schaefer nearly came down the telephone to him to say, this is not what the Lord has done, this is what the devil has done. And it seems strange that the medical man had to give the theologian a little less than theology and tell him at the end of the day, we are not in the hands of a sovereign devil, we're in the hands of a sovereign God. How true it is. We are in the hands of a sovereign God. And the crises of life
are brought for us to confront by faith in Jesus Christ. And it is the Lord who leads His people this way. I am certainly aware that in our sin and in our folly, we can put ourselves in critical situations outside of the directives of God's sovereign will. And I'm certainly aware that in His wisdom He will permit it. But I'm also aware that as we journey with God and as we follow His Son and seek to serve our Savior, He will deliberately bring us face to face with the walled cities. Great crises that by faith we may overcome. The second thing we will notice is not only that the Lord led them into a great crisis, but the Lord gave them a great command. He said, compass the city about once every day. All the men of war walk about the city. Put the priests out in front with the ark of God. Let them carry the ram's horns. And then the seventh day, do this seven times. And then let them blow with the horns and let there be a great shout and the walls of the city will fall flat. Now I want you to notice exactly what the Lord was telling them here. What He was telling them was, in human terms, to commit military suicide. There was not a trench to be dug about the city. The first thing any besieging army would do would be to dig a trench where their own men could be safe from the sallies that would come from some company within the city. No trench was to be dug. And there were no instruments of siege. There was no machinery. There was no weaponry to beat down the walls. Indeed, there wasn't even to be a cry to intimidate the inhabitants. Then they were to walk around the city. And on the day of the battle, they were to walk around it seven times. The flesh would say, but Lord, we'll be all tired men before we even get to fight the battle. Military suicide, according to the thinking of the flesh. But this was the Lord's command. And I believe that it's given to them for the very basic reason, first and foremost, that they should learn the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God's work must always be done in God's way. When we depend on the arm of the flesh, and when we say we're going to do it man's way, we will always end up making a mess of the job in hand. I think one of the great tragedies of the church is simply saying we will do God's work in man's way. There has been an abandonment of the old ways. There has been an abandonment of the spiritual ways. Spirituality has been wiped out and carnality has taken over. The Holy Ghost in many churches has been organized out of the entire program. I have said it before and I'll say it again, that in most of our fundamental Bible-believing churches today, the absence of the Holy Ghost would not even be noticed. Men have got to such a pitch of organization, of trust in the arm of the flesh, that there is no longer an open ear for the simple commands of our God. Now that command that God gave Joshua is one that has its counterpart with us. The first thing you've got to do if you're going to confront your Jericho, and that it's true whether we're talking about your personal crisis, your personal holiness, or the work of evangelism and reaching the world for Christ. The first thing you've got to do is to walk behind the ark of God. There's no other way. Whatever else you're ever called upon to do, There must be an obedient walk with God. That is always the best way to victory and to blessing and to God's power and God's work. To walk with God. The call of God to His people today is to give up the walk of the world and to give up the walk that centers on self and to walk humbly with God. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? To love mercy, to do justly, and to walk humbly with thy God. What is the command of Jesus Christ to His people? We read it this morning in John chapter 1. Follow me. Follow me. There is no other way to serve the Lord. If you're not in fellowship with the living God through the living Christ, then, my friend, you will never bring down the walls of any Jericho. That is the number one priority. Then, of course, we must learn to wait upon the Lord. The Lord said, walk around it, compass it. Well, Lord, we did that. Do it again. Do it again. And again. But Lord, we're looking foolish. Here is a mighty army of warriors, willing and ready to get at the fight. And we're walking around these walls like little boys who don't know what to do. Sure, the mind of the flesh would work that way. But the Lord says, compass this city. And as you come to the seventh day, compass it seven times. You learn to wait on God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And they that wait upon the Lord will see the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. Compass your Jericho about in prayer. You bring that before the Lord. You have a problem that you can't overcome. You have a task that you can't perform. Right? Compass it with prayer. Wait upon your God. And I want you to notice, as the moment of victory comes closer and closer, the effort in prayer does not slacken, it intensifies. So that on the last day, they compassed it about seven times. Oh, I tell you, when our hearts are burdened to be waiting and praying more and more intensely, then can we be sure that the moment of final victory is at hand. The Lord gave them a great command. And of course, the Lord gave them a great confidence. You can see that very clearly. I've talked to you as to how the mind of the flesh could well work. But I'm glad to say in the events here, the mind of the flesh did not assert itself among the children of Israel, because the Lord gave them a great confidence. First and foremost, He gave them the assurance of His promise, first through Moses, and then later in His words to Joshua at the very beginning of Joshua's ministry. You remember in chapter 1 of Joshua, the Lord appeared to him and He said in verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. You know, when the Lord said that, Joshua would walk anywhere that God told him. And when the children of Israel were told, walk around, well, what the Lord is telling him is, I'm giving you this place. Every place the sole of your foot treads upon, I'm going to give it to you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be their, your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. The Lord gave them the confidence of his promise. I believe that that promise has its application for the Church of Jesus Christ. And I believe that if we will but learn, as Joshua did, to walk with our God, that we could take new ground for God, and that there would not a man be able to stand before us. The people who know how to stand before God are people who will have this experience, that they will have power with men. If you have power with God, you'll have power with men. The Church of Christ has proved that in days gone by. I think that one of the great tragedies of our age is that people have got so caught up in their little schemes of prophetic matters that they don't believe anymore that it's possible for God to send this church any mighty movements of revival. I don't believe, and I'll be perfectly frank about this, that you will Christianize the whole world prior to the coming of Christ. But I do believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ always has, always can, and always should have the power to be successful wherever a faithful people are serving the living Christ. There's not a thing in the Bible that makes me believe that Pentecost is mere history and has nothing for today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.